I reached the point where I could only surrender to the mystery of God's will in the broadest sense of the word. At a certain point, a moment of grace, God's will ceases to be a problem and becomes a mystery. I must accept that God allows things to happen that He did not design, or accept that His designs, which initially transcend my capacity to understand, rest preeminent and secure, and are never ultimately thwarted by evil. To see behind the loss and sorrow the hand of God is a severe grace. Instead of saying it was God's will or God's plan, you might say, I don't presume to understand why God would include this in His plan for your life, and honestly, it just doesn't make sense to me. Sometimes I wish He would hurry up and put an end to death for good. But I'm asking God to give us the faith to trust His plans and His purposes and His timing. Theology is a grounding in ultimate hope, not a formula book to explain away each individual event. David Brooks. I would have liked to come to the funeral, but all you need to say is that you are so sorry you were not there. Don't tell them why. It simply won't be a good enough reason from their perspective. It was the worst day of their lives, and they wanted the whole world to take notice. I felt like the world should have stopped. I could not understand why everyone should go on doing the things people do. Karen Oliveira, Contagem, Brazil. You might also consider asking if you could watch the video of the service with the person who is grieving at some later time. This is something they would likely never ask someone to do with them, but would be so grateful to share with someone who cares.